You are listening to ITEMU News, a production of the Texas A&M International University Office of Public Relations, Marketing, and Information Services. I'm Melissa Barrientos-Whitfield, Communications and Social Media Specialist. Today is Thursday, May 24th. The university and the Sue and Radcliffe Killam Library will be closed Monday, May 28th, in a state-authorized observance of Memorial Day. The library will also be closed on Sunday, May 27th. The university will begin to observe its summer work schedule on Thursday, May 31st through Wednesday, August 8th, 2012. TAMU's summer schedule is from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Thursday and 8 a.m. to noon on Fridays. The library is open Monday through Thursday, 7:30 a.m. to 10 p.m., Fridays from 7:30 a.m. to 5 p.m., Saturday from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Sundays from noon to 8 p.m. Library information can also be secured at 956-326-2138 during regular hours, and service hours are updated daily online at library.tamu.edu/about/hours. Keep your children busy this summer at TAMU's summer camps. Registration is currently underway and spaces are limited, so register early. Soccer, basketball, baseball, softball, and volleyball skills camps, recreational sports camps, kinder camps, communications disorder center camps, middle school camp, NXT robotics camp, math camp, and upward bound math and science summer residential camps offer something for every camper. Costs vary per camp. New camp additions will be posted online at tamu.edu/camps. You may pick up and submit camp forms on campus at Anthony J. and Georgia A. Pellegrino Hall, room 301. For more information, contact the Office of Continuing Education at 956-326-3036 or email continuingeducation@tamu.edu. TAMU recently dedicated its dual language lab, fittingly welcoming guests in English, German, Korean, and Spanish. Multiple languages are a great part of our dynamic city and region, and we are happy to dedicate a facility that will help us to research, study, and train in dual language study, beamed Dr. Miroslava Vargas, a College of Education associate professor who helped to develop the new dual language lab. Located in Dr. Billy F. Cowart Hall, the new lab will focus on dual language exploration, study, and training. Dual language is a form of language learning in which students are taught literacy and content in two languages. While many programs commonly use English and Spanish, programs using other partner languages such as Arabic, Chinese, French, Japanese, or Korean are also growing in usage. Dr. Ray Keck, TAMU president and professor of Spanish and longtime advocate of dual language, said dual language is an extension of bilingual education. Dr. Vargas added that the new TAMU lab will offer a series of workshops in the future for elementary teachers, parents, and those with an interest in the field. It will also focus on identifying local and regional opportunities for collaborative faculty and student research and eventually move forward with specialized online offerings. "We will start small, but we will dream big. This setting will help make those dreams a reality," Dr. Vargas said. For additional information on the TAMU Dual Language Lab, please contact Dr. Vargas at 956-326-2684 or email mvargas@tamu.edu. The May 23, 2012 premiere of a new documentary film that shares the legacy of Laredo's Jewish community has helped inaugurate the new South Texas Jewish Heritage Collection at TAMU. A capacity crowd enjoyed the detailed exploration of that legacy in the film. Created by the Gold Ring Woldenberg Institute of Southern Jewish Life, the film was presented by oral historian and filmmaker Josh Parshall. It was made possible with support from International Bank of Commerce in honor of the late Lester Abigail, a longtime IBC board member and past president who passed away in 2008. Abigail was a pillar of Laredo's Jewish community. Abigail family members were present to debut the film and inaugurate the new collection to be housed in the Sue and Radcliffe Killam Library. Featuring interviews with members of Laredo's Jewish community, the documentary is the cornerstone of the new collection, said TAMU Special Collections Librarian Jeanette Hatcher, who also prepared a special exhibit about Jewish life in South Texas to be displayed in the TAMU Student Center through June. For additional information about the TAMU South Texas Jewish Heritage Collection, contact Hatcher at TAMU at 956-326-2684. 2404 or email jhatcher@tamiu.edu. And for more information on these or any stories and for an online calendar, visit us at tamiu.edu, where you can also download our mobile app.